Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Mance and Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Carol Bromley joins us from across the big pond to share her intuitive insights, and we'll be taking your calls.
In hour number two, the Dream Doctor herself, Kelly Sullivan Walden, will join us to talk about her new book, Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Mance and Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our first spring edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you know you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. I appreciate that. Check out all the great stories and find that article that Kathy posted about volunteer vacations and we've got some great rescue and sanctuary stories and a lot of good stuff this week. But check us out on Facebook and give us a like while you're there. And then I have got open phone lines for you now. We are shifting out of vacationing and and so forth with your animal friends to Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. And I would love to hear from you. And it is time to pick up your phones. Local number 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. That's toll free. So remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can be in touch with Animal World during the week at the same email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Shoot me an email through that website. You can also call me if you're interested in behavior or training for your animal friends and want me to come and work with you privately or do a session with you over the phone. And the best way to get a hold of me is give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And then if you want to mail something to Animal World, stick it in postal box somewhere. The Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Okay, before we get to phones, how about I finish up on our current events? I was kind of in the middle of it when we got to the top of the hour, so let's see. We have got, oh, and this is kind of timely, with I think it's March Madness that's going on with basketball stuff right now. So this is, it's March Meowness at Homeward Pet, Sweet 16 Adoptions for Select Cats. Now, that's kind of cute. Let's see. So, as the NCAA basketball tournament heats up, Homeward Pet Adoption Center is holding a March Meowness match of their own. Special adoption prices will be offered for all B-ball loving cats 4 years and older. Beginning on Wednesday, March 23rd, so that'll be this Wednesday, the 23rd, through Sunday, April 3rd, felines will be competing head-to-head to steal hearts and win homes. To help find them loving companions, adoption fees for all cats 4 years and older will be just $16 at the Woodinville Homeward Pet Adoption Center. So that sounds like a great deal. All right. Now we've got to mark your calendars for the third annual ARF fundraiser. That's the Animal Rescue Foundation that supports the Everett Animal Shelter. Their fundraiser, Golden Paw Gala, will be Saturday, May 21st. And tickets are now on sale. So for more information, www.everettarf.org. Everettarf.org. The Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project benefits spaghetti and no balls dinner. Love it. Sunday, April 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Factory Lux in the old Rainier Factory. On Safari Foods will be catering the event. It's all you can eat, spaghetti, salad, and garlic bread, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options available. There's a dessert dash and wine. Last call, so you better register soon, 425-673-2287. Let's see. Okay, and then the 7th annual Sexless Soiree will be Saturday, September 24th this year, so mark your calendars for that. The 2016 Tulip Ride to benefit Seattle Humane on motorcycles is Saturday, April 16th. You meet at 9:30 a.m. at Blazing Bagels in Redmond, and you ride to a tulip farm in Mount Vernon. The tickets include the ride, admission to the tulip farm, a barbecue lunch, and a moto-themed gift bag. And there will be celebrities from Battlestar Galactica will be there for photos and autographs. So check that out. If you go to click on current events on marthanorwalk.com. There are email links and stuff to register. The 27th annual Tuxes and Tails will be benefiting the Humane Society is Saturday, May 7th at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. Tickets range from $125 to $250, and ticket prices go up on April 1st. So register now at www.seattlehumane.org. Let's see if there's anything else here. No, I think, you can mark your calendars for the 11th annual Fine Wines and Felines Auction Fundraiser for Meow Cat Rescue, and that's Saturday, June 18th. So I think that covers the bases on all of the current event stuff. And let me remind you, though, that next week, Easter Sunday, we will run an encore presentation of Animal World. We're going to rerun Darcy's show with our animal communicator. We had some great calls, and it'll be, if you missed it last week, you can hear it next week. And then the first Sunday of April, which I believe is April 3rd, we will be doing Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll have, you know, great interviews with local rescues and sanctuaries and some features and all kinds of good stuff. So I hope you will join us then. All righty then. It looks like, well, and I, you know, let's do our missing link giveaway, Kathy, because we've got callers on the line, but we also have open phone lines. So let's get the word out there. We would love to give you a free bag of Missing Link supplement for one of your animal friends. We send it right to your door. You can choose from any of the dog formulas, like hip and joint, skin and coat, or the senior formula. You can do the vegetarian formula. You can do the cat formula, the bird formula, or the poultry formula. We have all of those available. You only have to be 18 years and older, and you cannot have won a contest here on this station, on this show, or any other show in the last 30 days. Otherwise, you are eligible. So I'm giving you phone numbers if you want to call in for Missing Link. And also, if you want to call in to talk about something about animals on your mind or behavior training and healing questions. So let's see. How about Missing Link words of the day? How about vacations with your dog? Yeah, vacations with your dog. All right, so give Kathy a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. All righty, now let's go to the phone. So first we're headed to Fall City and Charlotte. Charlotte, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha.
Hi, Martha. Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Are you the sheep lady? I think you are.
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so glad you called. I was actually going to do a shout-out to you because I didn't get a hold of Darcy, but you called in right at the end of last week's show, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and so all we knew was, Kathy had typed in that you had 14 sheep missing out in Fall City and needed Darcy's help to find them, but we ran out of time on the air, so we couldn't talk to you on the air, but we always try to take care of everybody who calls in, so Darcy was able to call you after the show. Why don't you tell us how come these sheep were missing, and then tell us what happened.
Well, they were stampeded by dogs.
Oh, okay.
And they went over two fences and down into the marsh by the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, 10 of them, ended up about 5 miles away up on top of the Tolt Hill.
I see. And as I recall, when you called into the show Sunday, you had no idea where they were, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
They were totally missing. So was Darcy able to help you locate them?
Yes, she was. And the person in whose property they landed up called Animal Control.
Ah.
And he got in touch with a veterinarian who knew my neighbor, Debbie Lucas. And she knew who they were because they live in her property. And so he came down, and it took 4 tries and some serious fencing.
Yeah, because I understand it. They were so far away, you couldn't just drive them back to your property. You had to load them up, trailer them. To go back, and they didn't want to get in the trailer.
No.
So I know Darcy was emailing me, and she was posting on Facebook, and we were asking for prayers and energy to help get these sheep loaded, but I never heard the end of the story. Did you finally get them up, loaded, and get them home?
I have 10 of them home. One is in a neighbor's property I think I can catch, and the balance, I think maybe just got coyote bait or something.
Oh, boy. Has Darcy been able to tune in specifically to any of the four that are still missing?
I mislaid her number, and I got it now again.
Oh, okay. Because I can give it to you if you don't have Darcy's number.
No, I have it now. It was on the air.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so yeah, give her a call because let's see if we can't find out if the other four are still around.
Yeah.
Now it's 10 are home safe and sound.
Less one lamb.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's still at the neighbors. But you think you can catch that one and bring them home? Now, is there any way to prevent this from happening again so these dogs can't chase your sheep off?
Yeah, the name of that is Boundary Fence Electronics.
Uh-huh.
And Debbie has reinstituted that.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
And the sheep are very happy to be home. I want to thank everybody for their help and prayers and everything else.
All right, well, and we will continue to help. So let's continue to pray for the four sheep. Well, for the one sheep that still needs to be caught and brought home, but we know where that one is. And then let's pray for the four that are still missing. And if they're still in their little bodies, let's see them being found and coming home. But, Charlotte, I want you to get back in touch with Darcy right away and let her tune in and see if she can pinpoint for us if they're still needing to be rescued or found somewhere. And if so, she'll post it up on Facebook, everybody. So pay attention to Facebook, and we'll let you know if we need more help.
Yes, I appreciate all the help I got.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'm just real glad you called in and that we were able to help.
Yeah. And I had help from a couple of people who work for Debbie as well. And
all right.
They learned a lot about herding sheep, which doesn't mean chasing them.
Right. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right. Well, Charlotte, thanks for calling Animal World, and I'm so pleased that we were able to help and keep us informed, and because we want to know what happens and what we find out about the remaining missing sheep, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. Before we do, let me say that congratulations, Peg in Shoreline won the Feline Formula Missing Link. We have open phone lines for you, and I need somebody to talk to. So muster up your behavior training and healing questions or anything else you want to talk about. I've only got one caller on the line, so that means open lines for you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Okay, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we've turned the rest of the show into Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. I would love for you to give me a call. Love to chat with you about your animal friends and anything that's going on, if you need help resolving, or if there's any animal situation or issue that you want to talk about. That's free game too today, and I think that's what we're going to do next. But I do have open phone lines, and unless you just want me telling you what's going on Facebook and talking about the behavior training and healing issues I'm dealing with on a private level, you need to pick up your phone. So the local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, and toll free is 1-888-298-5569. All right, right now we are heading to Seattle and talking to Carlene. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Carlene. How are you today?
I am so great. I am celebrating the vernal equinox, and I'm just really happy that spring has arrived.
Oh, me too. Me too. Had a wonderful celebration at the Ananda Meditation Temple last night in Bothell. And I cut my grass yesterday, which is great. So,
oh, your first cutting?
First cutting of the year. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Maiden voyage on the Moyer.
On your rolling mower.
Yep. So that was good, and it was really warm too. So
very cool. How does your dog love running around behind you, or do you love him?
No,
too?
When I'm mowing, I have to have gates open and so forth, and he's young enough that I can't trust that he wouldn't wander off.
Yeah.
And get into trouble. My golden retriever Annie, I had before Robbie. She was so well trained and older when I, you know, moved into this property, so she could be out with me. But the mower was too loud. She didn't really follow me around. She just hung in that area. But Robbie stays in the house just so I can concentrate on mowing and not wonder where he is. That's being responsible.
Have you seen any sign of varmints? So you had problems a couple of years ago with moles invading your property.
Well, now that would be very interesting because, I live out in the country between Monroe and Salton and in the forest area. So, you know, we have black bear, we have cougar, we have coyote, we have bobcat, raccoon, possum, porcupines.
Wow.
What else have we got? Gray squirrels, Douglas squirrels.
Oh my gosh.
Eagles and all of this. Oh, well, because I can tell you a couple of good. Yeah, Carlene, I want you to remember this day because you're the only caller I have, and you and I right now can talk as long as we want. So, how fun is this?
This is excellent.
I hope your battery is charged. Anyway, let's see, two things. I'll get back to the moles. Remind me if I lose my train of thought. But last week I forgot to tell you guys I was almost late
here, because when I was driving in, I had driven off my road and I was driving down Old Owen Road, and I could see ahead of me there was some kind of bird party going on in the middle of the road. And as I got closer, there was a whole flock of crows in the middle of the road, and then I could see something, you know, in the middle of my lane, and I wasn't sure what it was until I got up close. And so I slowed Ray down, and sure enough, right there, smack dab in the middle of the road in front of me is a recent possum, okay, and a bald eagle eating the possum. And so the bald eagle is right there in the middle of my lane pecking at this possum, and there's a whole bunch of crows trying to, you know, run in and get their pieces here and there. And I slowed way, way down, and I probably stopped my car maybe by the time I rolled to a stop. It was maybe like 20 feet in right in front of the eagle's right there. And nobody seems to care that I'm there. Of course, I'm talking to them and everything. And so then I decide, well, okay, I'll pull over to the other lane and just cruise around them. Well, that was enough to get the crows to fly off. And then the eagle, it was really funny. It wasn't really afraid of me or what was going on. But the eagle took off and just did a big circle. And I drove past and then came right back down. And so I wasn't more than probably 20, 30 feet on the other side. And that eagle was back down in the middle of the road. But it was really cool to see, you know, a real live bald eagle right there.
At any point, did you actually exit your car? Were you standing there?
Well, I thought I should be stopping, because I could have stopped and gotten pictures. But
yeah,
if I had done that, I would be late. I kind of then after I was driving off, it was, well, you know what? So what if I was 5 minutes late? I just should have stopped and taken a picture, because I could have posted it on Facebook for everybody. But I didn't. But if it happens again, I'll stop and take a picture, and Kathy will just have to wait for me to get here. But it was quite thrilling.
What an extraordinary moment.
Yeah. So now anyway, then, but I do have mole news. Because you asked about the critters, and yes, I live in mole country, and there are moles like everywheres. And so I've been through extensive research and trials and trying to figure out the best ways, you know, to get rid of moles. And I honestly love moles. I just don't want them making hills in my grass and my landscaping and stuff. And I don't mind killing them if I need to, because I bless them and release them and send them on and just tell them don't come back. But that's very difficult to do, because there aren't really any great poisons or things that work well that couldn't be of danger to other animals and so forth. And the mole traps is about the most reliable way to get them, but it requires great skill in knowing how to place them and get them to work right. And moles are smart. Now, and you want to know how smart moles are? Well, this is pretty amazing, and I haven't told anybody this yet other than close friends, but I have successfully behavior modified my moles.
No way.
Yeah, because I told them, look, here's the deal. Okay. You know, I really like you guys, but you make the mounds and it messes up my yard, and that is not acceptable. So if you make a mound, I tell them I'm gonna pee and poop on them, because what I do. Which is literally the truth, folks.
So
okay?
You're telepathically communicating your wishes.
Right.
To the moles.
So if they put up, if they make a hill, you know, where they come up and make a hill, then I find the track, and you know, and pour some water to make sure I've got the track open. Then I'll tell you the thing they hate more than anything else is cat poop. So I filter when I'm cleaning my cat box. I have 5 cats, so I have an abundant source of cat poop. So I scoop and get rid of the urine and so forth, and then I save a bag of cat poop. So if they put up a mole a mound, then I put cat poop down the well. I start with the first thing. If they put up a mound, I put dog poop, Robbie poop down. But they aren't offended by dog poop for some reason as they are by cat food. They really don't like cat poop. And so I put cat poop down. And then I put some garlic down. And then if it's really bad, I'll put urine down. And don't even ask, because yes, whatever you're thinking, it's probably true. So dog poop and or a combination of garlic, cat poop, and then if really bad, urine. Well, I'm here to tell you, I have successfully behavior modified my moles. They have been smart enough. They've figured it out. And so now what they do is they don't make hills. They don't make the mounds. They don't break the surface. And when they come to the surface, they work right underneath the surface. And so they'll make little kind of elevated trails where they're searching for their worms and all that sort of stuff. And if they work under the surface, I don't pee or poop on them. I just smush it back down and drive over it with the lawnmower and that sort of thing. And only if they make mounds do I flood them with all the delightful stuff I put down their holes. And it's now been this round of moles I've had, this is probably the second year. And they are now, they absolutely get it. They just don't make hills. They're still there. I know they're there because I know the activity right under the surface. But I'm pretty amazed at how intelligent they are, and the fact that they've actually taken to the behavior modification.
Yeah, and I imagine the parents are teaching their babies correct behavior.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how long it continues. Now, Kathy wants to chime in here, so you can join our conversation, Kathy.
Well, the thing that I like about is everything that you're doing was free. It didn't cost a dime.
No.
Now, when I had a yard, and I had my share of moles, what I did and was told to do really worked for me, and that was you mix in a blender, I think it's one part of cod liver oil, mm-hmm. one part water, and I think just a little bit of dishwasher, like Dove or...
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of mole recipes.
And pour that into the hole, and you know what? My neighbors were complaining because they got my moles, so it worked.
Well, yeah, and there are mole repellent recipes that you can use, and trust me, been there, done that. I've made so many things and tried so many things. And in a situation like you, where you're not out in the country, in the middle of mole country, where you've got, pastures and tons of moles and all that kind of stuff, you get a mole that comes in, you can use those products and they'll move next door or wherever. But what I found out in my area, when there are so many of them all over the place, they get used to those things, and you have to rotate what you're using, and then eventually it doesn't work with those particular moles anymore. But since I decided to allow them to work under the surface, as long as they didn't make mounds and only treat the mound tracks, they have completely altered their behavior and no longer make mounds. So that's working for me right now. I don't have to kill them. Now, if I'm given the opportunity with all the love in my heart, I will, and I have before. But as long as they're following the rules, I'm good with that. So answer to your question, Carlene, about me and my critters.
That's a wonderful thing, combining the arrival of spring and the subjugation of the mole population, and your unique and mysterious form of combat. And I say mysterious because how in the heck did you discover that cat poop and dog pee would be an effective combatant?
Well, because I've had 6 years now to focus on that.
Yeah.
That I've been at this property with all the moles.
Did you hear about that somewhere? Did you hear it? Did you find it online? Or?
I just experimented with all the different recipes that for mole repellents and deterrents and all that kind of stuff. And then,
but you said that wasn't so effective.
I'm kind of lazy at heart. And I don't like to work any harder than I have to do stuff like this. So making up all those concoctions and having them ready and then being able to do it and so forth. I mean, it costs a lot of money and you got to do all that. And it was just too much trouble, and it didn't work consistently. And I was, at the time, I was writing for New Spirit Journal, so I did a whole series of columns on moles. I went and interviewed my neighbors and all of this, found the best mole trapper on the planet, lives two properties down from me. And he's real good at it, but it, you really have to get a knack at it. So I, it was just by talking to the moles and then also experimenting, and then I just figured all this out, which is how I, much easier to put dog poop down the holes. Because, you know, it's in Robbie's dog yard and he poops all the, you know, I can, that's easy. But dog poop isn't as offensive to them. And then what they told me is because their felines are more natural predators of theirs.
Well,
so instinctively, the feline poop means more to them.
Martha, I've got to say congratulations. And I wish that we could solve all the world's problems, all the wars and all of
with
the other
pee and
problems
poop.
with cat poop and dog urine.
Yeah.
You know, it would be so much easier.
Yeah. So anyway, is there something on your mind that you're calling
there
about besides
is.
My moles and critters
yes,
and
indeed.
Stuff?
I am so delighted to hear the news this week that that SeaWorld, you know, that egregious organization that captures and holds in captivity these beautiful orca and other large, you know, sea marine mammals in bathtubs that are just horrible. They're, you know, it's equivalent to keeping the elephants in a small enclosure.
Yeah.
And the good news is out of San Diego that they are going to discontinue reproducing new captive orca. It's no longer going to be their policy to have entertainment shows. They're going to turn into a rescue and recovery organization, and they're going to orient all of their public affairs directed towards this rescue and recovery theme.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they've stopped breeding, and they're
going to phase out of their orca shows and so forth. You must
exactly.
not listen to the first hour of the show because I did report on this.
I missed it, Martha, but this was so important. I was afraid that you may have mentioned it, but
no, it's up on Facebook, and we talked about it in the first hour. But the other thing is that, you know, it's really great good news, and it's a very, very good first step. And I'm delighted that SeaWorld has changed their tune, and the new CEO realizes that there just isn't any way to spin this anymore. The downside is that the work is not done yet because they're saying they're not going to phase out the shows and stuff, the entertainment shows, until 2019. And kind of the scuttlebutt now is, well, you know, why try to milk it for more money for a few more years? If you're going to stop it, just stop it and do it sooner.
And I want to emphasize that we local people here in the Northwest, particularly in the Puget Sound area, have a very personal interest in the recovery and hopefully a marine sanctuary retirement for Lolita, who's in a very, very inhospitable situation in Florida.
Yeah, and just to repeat, I mentioned that too earlier, Carlene, because SeaWorld said they are not going to try to release any of their orcas, and I don't know if they still have any wild-caught orcas or if they're all bred in captivity orcas, but nonetheless, I'm a big fan of, you need to talk to the whales to find out if reintroduction into the wild is even a possibility for them. But Lolita, she's quite old. I think she's in her 40s, but she is in a horrible situation and has been her whole life practically down in that aquarium in Florida. But her family still exists. She's from one of our local pods here in the Pacific Northwest. And they have done so much as to record sounds and communication from her pod up here. And they play those recordings for her in Florida. And she recognizes her family. She still speaks their language. And for myself and other communicators who have communicated with her, she does want to try to be released and to go back to her family. She's willing. Unfortunately, the people and the company that own her are taking the stance that no, it would be too risky, and she can't, and so they're not willing. But hopefully, you know, with SeaWorld finally caving and that opening up, I'm hopeful that maybe this'll make some headway, and there be a possibility that Lolita could come home.
I have one additional comment to make. I have a very personal stake in this, Martha. Mm-hmm. I was a young girl when the very first captive orca by the name of Namu transported from Namu Bay up in British Columbia, and
I can see the video of the capture in my mind.
Yes.
Because I was too.
And I was with my family. We were on our boat. It was a clear, absolutely flat, calm summer morning, and we were just tootling down through the San Juan Islands on our boat, and we just came upon, just it was a transaction that was just meant to be. We came upon this vessel transporting the pen behind it containing Namu.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and it was the very first captive whale or captive orca taken into brought here into Puget Sound, and Namu then became the model for the Shamu population of all the captive orcas in the Sea World business model are called Shamu because they die and then they're reborn as another Shamu, and so people don't really recognize that there is a dying population behind the present one that's performing tricks.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing that you actually saw that that first capture. Now, we are out of time. We've got to take care of advertisers before we run out of time, and I do have another call. So,
thanks so much, Martha.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Carlene. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, we are going to take care of advertisers, and as soon as we continue, we'll be talking to Peg and Shoreline, and I think we're introducing cats, cat and dogs and that kind of stuff. So stay right where you are. Some behaviors coming up next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, March 20th at 2 p.m., we will welcome the amazing psychic Reverend Rhea Sunshine, who is very popular here in the greater Seattle area. She will be with us for the entire hour, and we will both be taking your calls for readings. We can't wait. That's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, and there's no other show like Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Thanks for listening. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we're going right to the phones, and Shoreline and Peg, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. Hey, Peg.
Hi.
Hi.
What
can I help you with?
You can help me with the topic of introducing a dog and a cat. My dearest friend has a new rescue. I think she's had her now for about 4 months. It's a terrier mix, a barker, it turns out, about 3 to 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She has visited a vet, and they put her on doggy Prozac. Which apparently is helping her.
Okay.
But so far, we have not been introduced our two animals, and we both house sit for each other, and it's really been hard not to have that, you know, that bonus.
Now wait a minute. So you, Peg, have a cat?
Yep, I've got a cat.
Okay, what's your cat's name?
Scarlet. Scarlet.
Scarlet, okay.
Scarlet,
and what kind of cat is Scarlet?
She's a Torby.
Okay, and a female, spayed?
Female, really good, sweet girl, except she does have separation anxiety, and she's a little timid. She can't deal with men at all. She hears a voice, she's under the bed, just any male voice. Somebody heard her, I think.
And that's not unusual for cats to be timid and shy around strangers. You know, some are dogs in cat suits and very friendly, but, you know, many of them are not, so that's not necessarily all that unusual. But
right.
So you have your cat, and you live at your place.
I live at my place.
And then you have a friend who has a new rescue terrier.
Right. And she's in Everett. And
you're wanting to do, you're wanting to be able to go to her house and take your cat and her to come to your house and bring her dog?
It's probably more like her coming here. But we won't worry about the cat-sitting, dog-sitting part until we've introduced them and even got a feel for it. But I wanted your best tip for introducing these two species together. We don't want to blow it.
Well, okay. my first thought is, Peg, what are you thinking?
They're natural enemies, right?
But on the other hand, I'm wearing my little rainbow bracelet from Krista, and you know, the publisher of New Spirit Journal, and her book Anything's Possible. Anything is possible, Peg, but, you know, the chances of pulling this off are not great. Now, has your cat had any experience with living with dogs?
Well, I rescued her, I don't know, before here, but not since she's been here. We've had a couple of dog visitors briefly, and she's just been kind of skitsy and stayed in the room, kind of, but she wasn't totally traumatized.
Okay. The only way you would be able to maybe pull this off is that if your girlfriend was willing to really get busy with her dog. You said the dog is obviously a little on the neurotic side, because I've got the dog on Prozac, and the dog's a barker, and the dogs are a terrier, which means the chase instinct is powerful and strong, and going, you know, being varmint hunters is what they do.
Yeah.
And if there were any hope of getting your cat to tolerate the presence of this dog, this dog would have to be absolutely well-behaved with complete and total impulse control. The owner would have to have complete control over this dog. It would have to be quiet. You can't ever allow the dog to chase or even think about going after the cat. And if we had the dog perfectly well behaved and controllable, then we could entertain the idea of perhaps having them around, which means we may have, you know, your kitty in a carrier, and then we'd bring the dog in on leash and completely under control, and we'd do positive associations and treats for each. We can exchange scents. We can use rescue remedy, and we can use all kinds of stuff then. Vicki Draper has some good crystal essences that can help with family and integration. But I can tell you right now, unless your friend's dog is very well trained and controlled, mm-hmm. it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So if your friend, and so the idea of her being able to bring her dog and come and stay with your cat mm-hmm. is not a real high probability.
The dog would be out of its own comfort zone.
Right, so it might be she'd have to come and come twice a day to feed and play with your cat and clean the boxes, but not stay there because she wouldn't bring her dog. The other option would be is your friend could call Aunt Martha.
I know.
And I could come do a private session with her.
With
the goal of getting her dog under control and behave so we could begin the integration. And if we were able to get this dog, and I don't know that we can. It would depend on the dog and what I would sense and feel about the dog. But if she would have me come and work with her and we get him under control, see, then we could also use Darcy to help communicate with them both and all the other stuff. But the first thing that would have to happen is this dog needs to be transformed. You know what? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand that.
Because all the tea in China and the best sales pitch on the planet is not going to convince your Scarlet that this dog is worth, given the time of day, if he's barking and out of control.
Yeah, I think it's mainly the barking that is the problem.
Right. Well, see, I can take care of that. Okay, but I have to educate your friend, and we have to teach the dog impulse control and stop that barking and get control of that, and get control of, get the dog walking on the leash without pulling, and absolute attention to the owner and paying attention, because then we can teach the friend's exercise, and then we could coach them through with the timidity of your cat. It still, you know, would be dicey.
Well, the one thing about the cat is she loves her carrier. I mean, she'll stay in her carrier for hours. I've taken her places, and just as long as she can hear my voice and I'm around, she's happy.
Well, that's good, because we would. But like I said, there's no point in starting that if the dog is not under control, because you cannot allow the dog to bark at or try to chase the cat.
Now, the dog is not aggressive. It's fear aggression. It's not even aggressive. Mm-hmm. The bark sounds aggressive, but it's fear. The dog is fearful.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
So is the cat.
But that doesn't mean the dog's going to be afraid of the cat.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it might.
He might be scared to death of people and everything else, but very likely to want to take off after the cat.
Yeah, and it's smaller and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well,
but so I'd say, now the other thing you could do, I mean, you could call Darcy, do a, you know, a session with her and have her tune in to both the animals and see what they have to say and see if she can see a possibility of us ever being able to get them to tolerate each other. So that you could do what you want to do. We could see if there's a possibility of that. And you could have her look at the energy after me coming in and working with the owner and the dog.
Yeah.
So we could check those things out. But
well, she's in Everett. I think it would work to get you, if you, you know, would have to talk more about.
Well, that would give us our best chances. If I came in and worked with your friend and we got the dog under control, then we could call in everything else we've got in the toolbox to help and see if we can pull this off. But it would also be good to see, you know, what Darcy would have to say.
Yeah. I could do that too.
Yeah, but the big thing that, you know, the first and foremost is that if the dog is not under control, we have no hope. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
I have another quick question. I go see Jude and Paul for energy.
Yeah, yes.
And I wondered, do you think they'd let me just bring the cat in her carrier to sit in the room, or do?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Does their animal work completely different?
Nope. They do. They work on animals too. Usually, when they work on animals for people, they do it remotely, because they animals don't travel that well and so forth.
Well, mine does. She goes in the car. She's been on all kinds of little car trips and stuff. She's very malleable that way. But I didn't know if it would be the right. I know they have very sensitive hearing. And
yes.
We hear the big
now, and they also have their dog Magic. Their standard poodle is there in their office, but she can
Magic.
Be crated and so forth because she has a crate right there.
Uh-huh.
But they absolutely let them come in. So just call them and ask them about them.
And
like I said, usually they do remotes, but with a cat that travels well, I don't see any reason.
Have you had your dogs done with them? Your dog and cat.
They've come out. I have Dr. Nels comes out regularly and works on me and all my animals. Jude and Paul have been out and done a property clearing and house clearing and so forth, and they work remotely with my animals when they're working with me.
Okay.
So, I mean, yes, but it's been on a remote basis.
Well, lastly, I just want to thank you for your program, and for your vet Sundays are just so valuable to me.
Well, thank you.
Love Dr. Nels. I wish he weren't so far away. I would give anything to have him as my vet.
Well, he's not a vet, though. He's
that's true.
He's a best practitioner. Dr. Bill's the best vet. All righty. Well, we are out of time, Peg.
Thank you.
So thanks for calling Animal World. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks a lot, Martha.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we've got coming up today, stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then at 2 o'clock is the Jupiter Rising Show. And sounds like I heard the promo. Sounds like they're having a fun time today and expecting phone calls, so they'd love it if you stay tuned. And next week, Easter Sunday. We are running an encore presentation of Animal World. We're going to run last week's show with Darcy again. So if you missed it, it's your chance to catch it. If not, we had a lot of great calls, and I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to Darcy. And then in 2 weeks, we're back in the studio April 3rd with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Lineup yet to be determined, but we'll have all kinds of cool stuff. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again then. But it looks like we are smack dab out of time. Guess what I get to do? I'm leaving. I've got to go home and change and then get off to the meditation temple in Bothell for Zach and Haley's wedding. The farmers are getting married today, so think good thoughts for Zach and Haley. Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much, and thank you for the great tips on vacations with pets and so forth. And y'all have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. We'll be here next week, but I'll talk to you live in two.